Learning English will be just one of the challenges for the approximately 5,000 Russian orphans who've been granted visas, allowing them to be adopted by American families. But if they're fortunate, they'll have parents like commentator Richard Higgins and his wife. They traveled earlier this year to Kursk, Russia, to bring home their son, one-year-old Nick. There was a lot of paperwork involved in their adoption, but one particular piece of information stays with him.
The medical report about Nick that we got months ago was sparse, so I asked for more information about his birth mother. The orphanage director's reply, translated into English, came one day by email. His mother refused from him. This is all information. His mother refused from him. When we had our court hearing in Russia, it was said again that Nick's mother had refused him. It's a jarring, more active verb than surrendered, yielded, gave up, all of which imply emotional shading. It's probably just the translation and not an insight into the mother's mind, but the word refused stuck with me. Now, at 12 months, Nick is a refusenik, I decided, because he refuses to be refused. As he climbs over me and laughs as I tickle or swing him, as he smiles at and reaches for me, I imagine that Nick is doing what human beings instinctively do. Refusing to be refused, choosing life, going for the daylight. This is all information. The other part of the reply touches on what adoptive parents must do, go forward without knowing. The prototypical truster was Abraham. God told him to leave his homeland and to go to an unknown place where he would be cared for, found a nation, and have descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky. Abraham trusted and went. A great story, but faith must be accompanied by discernment. How do we know that we are being called to a particular act? It would be foolish, after all, to accept every invitation from the universe. With our call to adopt a child, we had to ask, what if this boy has profound mental or physical problems? Can we care for him financially and emotionally? What about the cost to our two daughters, already 10 and 8? Now that Nick is home with us, it's hard to even remember the risk. He's the sunniest member of our family, and we feel that we truly won the adoption lottery. But we didn't know that in the days before. Discernment requires deep listening to our innermost selves, to that of God within us, to see if a call is passing or is knit into the fabric of our being. It's the hardest job, for even after the most disciplined listening, there's no certainty. When a call does not work out, there's no receipt, no returns department, no 800 number to lodge a complaint. So I was cautious about adopting. And after a process of discernment with my wife, and with help from others, and yes, with faith, we came to embrace it. And so we went forward. This is all information.
Commentator Richard Higgins lives in Concord, Massachusetts.